Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Just let it soak into your skin like a good moisturizer.
How you feeling, Tom? You feeling warmed up, lubed up even? Or you're still bitter about the fact that you didn't get that role that you wanted at camp?
Just wanted Aglio Olio, you know. I'm feeling good. Feeling energised. Looking forward to Thursday night for opening night of our comedy festival show.
Yes.
Head to comedyfestival.com.au, search Tom and Ollie.
I think for the first time in a week or two, I feel confident to say,
it's going
to
be good.
Get tickets. Yeah. It's going to be funny. And I believe that now.
Yeah.
I was in doubt.
If you're in Sydney, Brisbane or Adelaide and you're not going to be in Melbourne for those 2 weeks, get on a plane and get down here. What? You can't afford a flight?
Jump in an Uber.
You know? God. Stingy.
Look, I see.
Well, if you get a flight down here, we'll pay for your ticket to the show, not for the plane, to the show.
Totally. Yeah.
If someone says to me, "Oh, I'm flying down for the show," you can bring
one friend.
Yeah.
You'll get a double pass if you're going to fly down for our comedy.
I'd say two
show.
Friends even.
Okay, two friends.
If you're going to fly down.
Okay, there two friends. There you go. You get three tickets for free if you fly down.
Are
we doing this now?
Ticket giveaways, Tom.
Yeah.
You did a post about caption this photo.
Oh, yeah.
There's some very funny ones of that.
That's open till midnight.
Yeah, so you can comment on our page, Tom and Ollie. It's a photo of me playing bongos, and if you caption it well, you can win a ticket.
Double pass.
I might get to those comments in about 20 minutes' time.
Great. Up first, though, Ollie, we've got a hypothetical for you.
Yes, it requires creativity, a bit of imagination here from you.
But basically, just jump on the phone now, 133353. You don't need to know what the hypothetical's going to be because anyone's going to be able to get involved.
Okay, you're going to...
I'm confident.
...requesting a blind call-up.
Absolutely. Why not?
Good luck.
Get involved, 133353.
All we need right now is just one creative person.
Yeah.
Who's got a bit of imagination.
No, now you make it hard.
Okay, anyone.
Anyone, give us a call, 133353. We'll play a game after this. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Hey, if you leave me, can I come too? Mental as anything. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Sorry, you talking to me?
No, I was just back announcing the song.
Okay, good. Sorry.
Yeah. No, Were you not listening?
No.
Always listen. It's called active listening and it helps with a good radio show.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Who wants to play a game?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
No.
Trademarked by Eddie Maguire.
Yes. It's not the game we're playing tonight, especially for Naughty After Nine. What's the game we're going to play, Ollie?
God, Tom, I'm pumped for this.
Yeah.
Here it is. If you just got to get your brain into a space to answer this question.
It's a hypothetical. It's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
No one gets hurt.
If your workplace hosted a porno, how would it play out? If your workplace was the venue, was the scene of a pornography film, an adult film.
Yep.
What would it involve? What would happen? Just cast your mind there.
Yep.
Maybe, my first thought is...
Well, why don't you go with your first job as a 15-year-old? You worked at camping store?
I worked at Ray's store. And I think what you'd do is there'd be a couple who would wander through the aisles and go, oh, look at this sleeping bag. Look at this sleeping mat. Check out this tent. Let's get in there. What do you reckon? And a couple of customers would have it on in a tent.
What I'm seeing is...
it gets foggy.
There's a blow-up mattress for sale and they're like... Mine's
out.
A gay porno, so the dude's like blowing on the blow-up mattress. It's like... And then the other guy goes, I've got something else you can... And then it'll work like that.
Where's he from? Austria? Is it Arnie?
No, it's just...
I've got something else you can blow. What?
I never said that.
Wow. You were going there.
Hey, Maddie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Maddie, have you just heard this game? You just heard it now, didn't you?
Yeah. You guys are very descriptive in your language there.
Yeah, we weren't. So now the game, here it is. If your workplace hosted a pornography film, how would it play out?
Well, there would be definitely German.
Oh, that's hot. That's good.
Where's your workplace? Should we know the workplace first?
No. Just keep going. Keep going with the story.
It's an office environment.
Oh, office Germans. This is good. This is a great start.
So there's a few, you know, office rooms and desks and the German's looking for George and he's asking, where's George?
Oh, wow. That's sexy.
Who's George?
Why are they looking for George? I mean, has George got some kind of sexual prowess about him or something?
Have you name dropped George just to get someone in the mud, just to stick it to him?
Not quite. No, there's no George at my workplace.
Okay, that's good.
But it actually relates to a porno that is got a German.
Are you just borrowing from
a real
porno?
You guys totally reminded me of it.
Okay. Hang on. So that isn't your workplace? You don't actually work with Germans in an office?
No, that's the funny thing, though. Actually, there is German links, not particularly within the office, but we deal with a lot of companies in Germany and in Europe.
Nice.
So there would obviously be a bit of an element.
Right. A lot of teasing in that porno. I mean, there's a lot of foreplay, Maddie. We didn't get much juice out of you there. And also, I think you lifted that from an actual porno. So you're cheating.
Hey, James. How you doing?
I'm pretty good tonight.
All right.
James, you've been thrust into this game without knowing the full details.
But I've heard the details.
If your workplace hosted an adult film, how would it play out? Go for it.
I'm going to be honest. This is going to be more up Tom's alley.
Brilliant. Yep.
It's a very male-based industry.
Brilliant. What is it?
So imagine walking up onto, it's just had a nice big concert stage. Everyone's walking up, getting sweaty, lifting up the lights, and then someone comes across going, you need some help with that? Right. Lifting up the lights and muscles flexing.
Oh, yeah.
And then pretty much grabbing the mic, dropping the mic, and having to bend over.
And is the title of the film, Don't Drop the Mic?
And the audio is blaring out through the stadium because the mics are on.
Actually, there's a better one. Oh, yeah. Taking the Dirt Roadie.
Oh, taking the dirt roadie.
Because you're a roadie. Nice,
James, you don't see much roadie adult films, do you?
No.
Usually just blokes in black uniforms busting gear out and going back after working a beer.
It could be like in the green rooms, you know? Ooh, sexy.
Cabling. Lots of cabling.
133353. Get involved in this fun game we've got. If your workplace hosted an adult film, how would it play out?
Paint the scene for us. Paint that sexy picture.
We've got that sexy music for you. We can play it for you. 133353. Here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. Disappear in excess. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope your Tuesday night's roughly good.
Roughly good.
Roughly good. Okay. Hope it's like roughly good, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that, but... I hope it's great. I hope it's rocking along as it should on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
So picture this. Oh yeah, I'm in the studio pushing some buttons. And you're surrounded by glass and people are staring from the outside going, oh, what's he doing in there?
And things are heating up and getting saucy. Yeah. And then I press the dump button.
Well, that just turned into kink pretty quick.
Well, I knew it was you, so I knew you like.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Know what you're into.
Yeah, right. Hey, 133353. A fun one for us tonight. A little hypothetical. If your workplace hosted an adult film, a pornographic film, how would it play out? Would it be sexy or would it be not so sexy?
Now, Lucy, what is your job or workplace?
I'm actually a doctor, to be honest, guys.
Okay, I'm keen for this.
I'm a body doctor, I will say that.
Well, the stage is yours. How would it play out?
Well, I would say I would be a doctor and I would have a bunch of male little doctors at a training that would follow me around.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And then, you know how they wear those gowns, you know, with the open buttons that are white, the coat that would wear nothing underneath.
Oh,
and
yeah.
My boots that would be showing and I'd be walking through the ward, checking out all my patients.
Oh.
Bending over with my little ass showing.
Oh, wow.
Look, yeah.
Are you a doctor or a patient?
I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor wearing a patient's outfit.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
And you're taking control, aren't you, Lucy?
I am. I'm taking my rounds, you know, taking some temperatures.
Oh, yes, where are you taking the temperature from?
Where do you think I'm taking it?
Oh, hot stuff. This doctor is a bit sick herself, am I right? Not actually sick. I mean, just sexy sick.
Oh, really took the steam out of that there.
Well, why did you stop talking? Like, you could have just moved on.
Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, Derek, mate. Where do you work?
I work in gyms and pools.
Oh. Take us there, gyms and pools.
So it's not the cliche, call on me, Eric Pritz, sort of sweaty dance move.
Yeah.
We've actually just got terrible ceilings and terrible air conditioning.
Oh.
So I'm feeling like a John McClane Nakatomi Tower climbing through the air ducts.
Oh.
And he's climbing through. He had to take off one layer, take off another layer.
Oh, good.
And then the really terrible ceiling collapses, lands down in a room, bang, shirt off. He's all sweaty.
Hang on.
Muscles rippling.
I reckon, surely you have to land in the ladies' change rooms.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah, a little bit of invisible man in there, like straight into the change rooms. Like, oh, damn.
No, they're all like, oh, my God, you're so sexy.
Yeah. Maybe he's like also had to tear just the bottom length of his pants off as well, so he's wearing really short shorts.
To fit through a tight gap.
I'm seeing it, I'm feeling it, I'm hearing it, I'm loving it.
He's fitting through tight gaps. I reckon he's doing a good job. That's pretty good, Derek.
That's good, Derek. I like it. Well done. Who would have known that an air conditioning duct could be so hot?
It was a strange start, but that's a strange start is good because then you expect less and you get more.
Sean.
Yo.
Welcome to the hypothetical game of if your workplace was an adult film, how would it play out? What do you do for work?
I work at a bank.
Oh. Ripe for sexy material, Sean.
All right, it's going to be tough, but let's go for it, mate.
Nah, I've set the scene. We've got the teller behind the desk. He's got a nice 70s mustache.
Yeah, good. Like mine.
Of course.
Yeah.
And we get a hot young blonde thing twiddling her hair coming up to the counter saying, I've overdrawn my account. Is there anything you can do?
Oh.
And the teller would say, well, you'll have to deposit something.
A bit of a damsel
You've got the puns down, which is good. You always need the cheeky puns at the start of the video.
Of course.
Yeah. And does she climb through that small bit of glass?
Well, I was thinking that. I was thinking about the mechanics. How's that going to play out?
She tries to get in. The alarm goes off and the cops turn up and they're not stripper cops. They're just cops,
The guard jumps in the middle like, hey. It's like, no, we're doing a sexy thing here, mate.
No, you're coming with me. You're coming with me. I am not letting anybody rob this bank.
And then he gets involved in the three-way.
Brilliant.
Great stuff.
Maybe the girl leaves and then it turns into a sexy homosexual three-way.
So
with the cops.
Hot banking.
Hey, we're having too much fun here. Give us a call, 133353. If your industry hosted a pornographic film, how would it play out? These are just too much fun. 133353. Jump on the blower if you reckon you got one more.
If your workplace would host a porno, how would it work?
It's so good. Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty after 9. Some really rock and roll for your Tuesday night. I Was Made for Loving You, Kiss, the album version.
Sorry, you said some really rock and roll.
Some really rock and roll.
Oh, you meant that?
Yeah.
Okay. Not some real rock and roll. Some really rock and roll.
Well, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like a cool turn of phrase. It's like some really rock and roll there with Kiss.
It just sounds like an error.
But
if you meant it, man, full respect to you.
Mm.
Love your styling.
It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie, by the way. And whatever's going on Channel 9 right now is distracting.
It's not a development show. That's not what this is.
I know it's Transformers. I know it's interesting, though. Hey, after 9 o'clock.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Going to get to How Lazy Were You very soon. We're playing a fun game, though, and there's still a few more minutes to get involved. So 133353. If your workplace hosted an adult theme, adult movie, my brain just went dead there.
Adult theme.
An adult movie, how would it play out? I've already had doctors.
I used to work at Grilled. And look,
the burger joint.
A lot of sexy, people work at Grilled.
They do.
When you're 19 and 20.
It'd be good to put the menu back up on at the top instead of having to be asked about the menu every time. Do you want a menu? It's like, oh, you could have just put it above you like it was before. I don't need to be asked every time. And the weird stick system now where it's
probably
like
just our store nearby. I think all stores are a bit different, Tom.
Are they?
It's not a uniform thing.
Oh.
But
franchise, is it?
It's hard to imagine. You know, what you'd be doing, you'd be at the back preparing salads because you've got to chop up the tomatoes and the lettuce.
Mm.
And you'd be doing a bit of that and someone would come up behind you with a cucumber.
Oh, there we go.
And you'd be like, why is that cucumber behind? Oh, that's not a cucumber. It's a carrot. And then they'd be like, I've also got this thing here. If you want to go into the fridge and make this official.
Brilliant. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What are you up to tonight?
Oh, just listening to you guys, really?
Yeah, nice. That's it. That's just it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nice. Hey, Sharon, what do you do for a quid? What do you do for work?
I'm just a beautician. I do a lot of specializing in Brazilian waxing.
Oh, yeah.
Sharon, have you thought about this before, or is this
the
first time?
No, I haven't. I've just thought of it now that you guys are mentioning them. So I've just finished work. I've just thought, okay, like, you know, this won't relate to me, but I'm sure maybe to others that are into either girls or, you know, if guys are into girls as well. But, you know, we obviously get to see all bits and pieces and get to touch it all.
What's the opening scene? How does it start?
All righty. You get the girl or the guy, obviously, to lay on the bed, take their clothes off.
Oh, yeah.
Lay on the bed.
Good start.
And spread their legs.
Oh, my God.
And then, obviously, you know, have a look to see if it's all intact, if you're happy with that look. And then pop on some nice warm wax in the area and press it about to adhere to the hair. And then obviously,
so far, it's just a waxing, though. Does it change to more of a sexy act?
Because you're about to rip off the wax strips, which was more like a scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
There's always a happy ending at the end. So once you rip it off, then you've got to pop massage some oil around the area to smooth it. So there is a bit of gentle touch in the end.
Yeah. Nice.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, it does get a bit red and spotty and painful at times.
There will be a little bit of blood.
But you're in the moment. So
yeah, I get it.
Better.
I get it. Well done, Sharon. Nice touch. It's very good.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Triple M.
Oh, it's fun. It's after 9 o'clock. And things are getting naughty. Thank you so much for getting involved in our little hypothetical. If your workplace hosted an adult film, how would it play out?
Now, Tom, you did a giveaway to win tickets to our show, our comedy show, which is on in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah, if you're down in Melbourne over the next 2 weeks, it's starting this Thursday. We'd love to see you down there. And, of course, the code word to get a beer, Ollie, is?
Ollie is a legend.
No, it's not. You read it last night, remember? We made a code word.
I don't even
word.
Know what it is. What is it?
You've forgotten the code word?
I can't remember. Last night's a blur.
Okay. Well, if you want to find out the code word, you'll have to download the Triple M app and catch up.
All right.
On last night's
now,
show.
Now, this photo online, Tom, on Tom and Ollie, it says, caption this for tickets, right? And the photos of me playing the bongos.
Yeah.
I am topless. Some comments refer to the rig. Yeah. Thank you for those comments. There's some great ones here. So, for example, someone has said, a drongo playing a bongo, which I don't mind.
No.
Ben said, first I bang the drum and then I bang your
Oh.
Which I don't mind either. It's pretty good. Jessica said, I'd love to be able to bongo to the opening night. It's not the best.
That won't win.
This is good from Tom. Tom says, if you hit that too hard, you'll give yourself a percussion. I thought of that all on my drum solo.
That's brilliant. You can head to Facebook.
Not 1-3-5-3.
Don't call up.
Facebook or Instagram. Tom and Ollie and have a crack at winning that double pass.
Oh, yeah. That's 2 opening night. If you're in Melbourne, it's this Thursday. Comedyfestival.com.au to search Tom and Ollie.
Or just buy some tickets, you cheapo.
That's what I'm saying. You can do it there. Yep. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After 9. Pretty difficult to navigate.
Where the streets have no name, Tom.
You too.
I always say lazy council. You know, guys, just get onto it. You've got to name those streets.
It's pretty easy.
Otherwise, you know, your Mel ways, your Sid ways, your Briz ways, your Adel ways. It's hard to work out.
You know, just call them James Street, Christina Street. Just go through people's names.
You're just naming streets?
Yeah, well, it's easy. That's what I'm saying. It's easy to name a street.
Well, if you can do it, anyone can do it.
Yeah, so come on, councils, get into it. Hey, you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hope you're having a fun Tuesday night. Hope it's not too difficult to get around where you're going.
How about this, Ollie? How lazy were you on 133353? How lazy were you?
No naughty sting required here, Tom.
No, no, we're not. Yeah. We're just running out. Yeah. You know, if you've got any after nine, just give us a message.
If you've got anything naughty in your life, I've run out.
Oh, it's just Comedy Festival taking over at the moment. No fat movement's pretty easy for me because I just go home and go straight to the Zeds.
Straight to sleep. All right, what do you got for us, mate?
How lazy were you, 133353? Get this. I was at home hungover on a Saturday morning.
You're yelling a lot. Can you...
Sorry.
Just talk normally.
Try to be like classic Triple M radio host. That yells into microphone.
What was the deal with the full forward? He wasn't doing his job.
Hey, you got it. You know you got it. It's fun. See, it's fun yelling.
Where's
into the
winger?
Where's the winger? Fart humour.
Triple M.
How about this?
How about this?
I was hungover. And I have a cafe that is at the end of my street.
Great.
They do great bacon and egg rolls. They're called Egg Lab. Right?
Don't care. Yep.
And I really wanted one of these bacon egg rolls.
Yes.
It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. Big sleep in.
Big sleep in. It was actually after our dinner with Lawrence Mooney.
Couldn't fap, obviously. So... Couldn't have the sausage. I had to go for the bacon and egg roll.
I did. I went bacon and egg. I went Avo. Uber eats it.
So it's pretty close by.
It's a nothing story. Is what it is.
You should have yelled it. That would have sounded better.
I was going for it. Mate, you stopped me.
I was hungover. And what I did was.
And how about this? The cafe was at the end of my road. And what I've done is I've Uber eats it. See, it's... Why did you stop me from yelling? It sounds so much better.
Just a bit inauthentic, you yelling.
How lazy were you, 133353? What's the laziest thing you've done?
Can top that, Tom. Yep. And you can all see the video. I filmed it happening when me and our mate Jono, who's in our comedy show, he's a very funny man.
Yep, he's good.
At times, lazy.
Wasn't in the guide.
At times, lazy. Wasn't in the guide, and he's very pissed off about it.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
So when you see him, don't mention the guide issue. But he, we were filming this on the weekend. We were writing the show in my lounge room. We were sitting in the lounge room. He's like a bit tired, wouldn't mind a coffee. He Uber Eats a coffee from a cafe nearby. And he did not get up from the seat in the lounge room. He was able to lean back on the chair.
That's brilliant.
His arm out the window, wave down the Uber Eats guy. And footpath is close enough that he was handed the coffee the self-same seat that he was writing the comedy show in.
It's so good. How lazy were you, 133353, with that situation, Ollie? Did you film it?
Yes, I filmed it.
Was there a hidden camera in there?
Not hidden to us, I guess, to the Uber guy.
there was a hidden camera, was there?
He didn't know what hit him.
There's a camera over there. There's a camera over there.
He's like, I'm just doing my job.
Oh, right.
It's like, yeah, but still, that was the laziest coffee order ever. Check it out on Facebook, Tom and Ollie, the video of Big John being a bit lazy.
Because my story was a nothing story, are we going to get other stories?
Your story was so shit.
Yeah.
That there's a real chance.
That's why it's been up on the board for a very long time.
No one's going to call.
No, come on.
So you've laid the bar so low that everyone should feel like they can have a crack.
How lazy were you, 133353? No calls refused. You hear that, our producer Bell? No calls refused.
That's breaking the floodgates wide open there. No calls are refused. Don't shake your head.
Don't shake your head. No calls refused.
We've got 14 seconds here. What do you want to say? Why are you saying no to that?
Do not open those floodgates.
No calls refused. No calls refused.
Fine.
Read these
your
lips.
Call.
Looking forward to hearing Damo on the phone pretty soon.
133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Oasis, Morning Glory, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Should be called Evening Glory at this time of night. Come on, that's something.
Oh, it's comedy gold.
It's something.
It's comedy.
No, but it's something.
It's just something.
Well, that's all this is, isn't it? We're just filling silence in between songs.
Yeah, we'll try and fill it with better stuff than Evening Glory.
Yeah, fair enough. 133353. How lazy were you? See, it's better if you yell into the microphone.
Yeah, no.
How lazy were you?
How bloody lazy did you get? Now, we did a radio first, Tom, and said that no calls refused.
No calls refused.
I mean...
We thought that by saying no calls refused, the calls would flood in.
Everyone who goes, oh, I'm usually barred from the radio, will go, oh, I'm going to get a turn to get on for once.
Bell, our producer, jump on your mic. What have we got here? How many calls did we receive?
We have one.
One call.
Oh, whatever. Are you serious?
It's only one.
All right. Okay. Well, let's get him on.
What's the deal with the one call?
Any drama?
Any drama?
It's nothing to do with the topic.
Of so, how lazy were you?
How lazy were you? Sounds like you're being lazy, Bell. To be honest.
Oh wow, no.
Hey, we said
you know
no.
What?
Yeah, what?
You wanted to take these calls, so
yeah, we said no calls refused.
Call. Let's stop using the plural.
One call.
Do I have to use a content warning here or something?
Content warning.
Okay.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
A nice little break in between. Rick, welcome to the show. No calls refused. How lazy were you?
Hey, boys, how are you?
Oh, good, mate. How's your evening?
Not too bad, actually.
Okay.
Finally, my one morning tomorrow of sleeping in for the week.
Oh, isn't it good?
Enjoy it.
That's nice. I'm
enjoying my night. Yeah.
Is that how lazy you are, Rick?
That's not how lazy I am.
Okay, how lazy are you?
Well, I have to go back about 20-odd years.
Yeah. Wow.
In Scarborough.
Yeah.
In Perth.
Yeah.
Scarborough, Perth. It's a hot party place, and it was 20-odd years ago.
I bet.
Yeah. How lazy.
And, I had a Pommy backpacker girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
On ya.
This was there for about 4 years.
So and, you had a homeless girlfriend like I've got a homeless guy at the moment. Yeah.
And, we decided to visit these people that lived a few blocks up. The same street, so no corners, no nothing.
Yeah. You're visiting friends. Yep.
How lazy were you?
Well, we got about half a block.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even dusk. Yep. And things got a bit frisky.
Oh.
And I was too lazy.
Not very lazy. Okay, here's the lazy part.
How lazy were you?
Four houses away. I was too lazy to walk 4 houses away.
Yeah. So what did you do?
So over the front of someone's then, brought that up, and
Oh, we lost him.
We lost Rick.
Did we lose Rick? Oh, can we get, Bell, can we get Rick back on, please?
Yeah, I lost Rick.
We lost Rick there. We'll have to get him back on. That's your job.
Hey, Rhiannon.
Hi.
How lazy were you?
So it wasn't me. I actually work for a pizza shop.
Yeah.
And I know of a customer who got Uber Eats. And he was in the apartment upstairs.
Brilliant.
There's the same story on Facebook from a Rhiannon.
That's me.
That's it. Okay.
Brilliant. Good stuff.
Thank God for you, Rhiannon. And thank God for Rick, who had a bit of a promiscuous time in Scarborough.
Lost him. I don't know where he went.
Lost him. But Scarborough in Perth, I mean, 20 years ago, it was a hot spot.
What a good story.
I can confirm it.
No calls barred.
No calls barred.
One triple. Tom and Ollie, triple M, whatever. Mid-order. Oh, should have. I tried to clear the throat beforehand.
Midnight Oil Hercules on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
Nice.
And we are going to remember this.
What?
The lyric reference.
Oh, right, cool.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
How lazy were you?
Oh, still going with this one.
Apparently.
It's been such a hit. Flog that dead horse until the night is over. Hopefully your night's sort of, winding up and you can go to bed soon. We're out of here very shortly, but before we get to that, Tom, before we get out of here.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
I've got one last story from Braden, which I believe is a lazy story. Braden, you've been lazy?
Yeah, I have.
Come on, mate. Yeah. What's going on? You've given up on life?
Well, I'm a chef by trade, so my job is literally to cook for people and
be angry all the time.
Yeah, basically.
Yep.
90% of my job.
Tom just played a sound effect over you there. good paneling, Tom.
No worries.
You're a chef, and what happened?
Yeah, about 90% of my jobs, I've figured out that I can get away with by being lazy. So stuff like, I was saying to Belbs before, one of the things I did was we have to stir pasta when we cook it.
Yeah.
So I put together a machine and another bit of equipment in the kitchen and had it stir my pasta for me so I didn't have to do it.
Jeez. So you just cut your stuff, moving your arm in a circle.
I couldn't be bothered doing that. I had other stuff that I had to do, so I was just like, I'm just going to get something else to do it for me.
And you're a bit of a gadget man. You must be good with tech.
Oh, it was literally just taping two things together. I didn't even do a good job of it. I've taught one of the kitchen hands at work how to...
Play that song that you played before. Oh, Tom, what's this?
It's Chef. This is actually in the system as a song. You don't repeat it. He's singing.
Suck my jacket, salty balls.
Hey, so much fun. Can you buy comedy festival tickets? We'd love to see you if you're in Melbourne. And the key word...
Put them in your mouth and suck them.
If you want a free beer from us for coming to the show, is Bell pack up your desk.
Bell pack up your desk is the key word. I forgot that.
Yeah, that's what you can do. And the other offer is if you fly down, we need a copy of your boarding pass to show us that you've flown into town. We will pay for your ticket to the Comedy Festival show.
And that is on offer this weekend for four nights across the weekend and next weekend as well.
Brilliant. All right, see you later, guys.
All right, suck them. Bye.
Okay.
Oh, man, baby. Baby, you just burned my bowl.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.